$40,000? I'm sorry. Yeah, I definitely heard that wrong. You're fucking with me, right? $40,000? Okay. And I have to come in how many times? Yeah, no, fuck that shit. There's gotta be another way. Yeah, I mean, like, a donor is nice, and IVF's great and all, but, honey, there's just guys walking down, up and down the street. They are just, they're brimming with semen. It's sperm. I don't remember. I actually don't remember which part of it. Is this the sperm? Oh, okay. The point is, like, could be anybody. Like, we just need to find somebody who has halfway decent genes, and then I ask them for a favor. I'm like, that's not every single guy you know's fantasy. Yeah, no strings attached, hook up with the hot girl in your area. And you get to nut in her raw? Come on. That's gotta be like at least a million porns. I think I'm actually being really conservative with 1 million porns. I guess probably upper millions. What about, Okay, all right. I mean, obviously it has to be somebody that you and I agree on. Yeah, it'd be cool if they kind of looked like you too, yeah. The same hair color, everything. Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. On the count of three, we're gonna look each other in the eye, and we are going to say the name of a person who we think we could use as a donor, okay? All right, you ready? 1, 2, 3, the guy from next door whose name I can never remember. Is that his name? Fuck, he's so nice. He's told me his name like 5 times and I never remember any of the times that he's told me. There's always been somebody else talking at the same time. Well, at this point, I've known him for a year. It's too late. I can't like let him know that I don't know his name at this point. That is so awkward. I am going to get this guy to sleep with me without once revealing that I don't know what his name is. No, I've totally got this. You need to have more faith in me. Come on, look me in the eyes and tell me you have faith in me, baby. I am going to get this man to nut in me unprotected without knowing his name. I'm gonna do it. Okay. Right now. Well, I know that we want the kid to be born. That's, you know, the timing is not guaranteed. I might have to do this more than once. I am ovulating, that is true. But like, tonight's kind of perfect. No, I actually can't fault you there. Okay. All right. Okay. I am going to go next. Is he home? I don't actually know if he's home. He is home. Okay. That's helpful. I am going to go over there and I'm going to seduce this guy so hard. I'm going to seduce him so thoroughly that he's not going to be able to resist my feminine allure. There's no need to laugh that hard. Okay, wish me luck. I'm gonna go see if... I don't know, should I drop like a contract? Should there be paperwork involved in this? I don't know. What if he's crazy? Like, he could be. He could be nuts. Yeah. I mean, he seems super friendly at parties and, you know, he's cute and all, but like, what if I knock on his door and then I go in there and he has a lampshade made out of skin? You don't know. It could happen. Yeah. Or if I go in there and I do manage to seduce him and he takes his pants off and he has no penis. No, not that he has a vagina, that he has nothing down there, like a Ken doll. I'm just saying, I have a dominatrix friend, and she said that one of the number one things that dominatrixes get asked when they like just get started and like guys think that they don't know what they're doing, they are constantly getting people requesting to get castrated. What if he's one of those guys? What if he messaged a young, impressionable, new dominatrix who does not know what she's doing, and she was like, I know that castrating somebody is illegal, but I really need to make rent this month. And then she did it. It could happen. Or what if I go over there and he doesn't like girls? Yeah, that would be fine, actually. That would be totally fine. We would just find somebody else. But what if then I make it really weird? Like, I still want to go to the neighborhood barbecues, and I don't know if I can do that knowing that somewhere out there, like, maybe he is, like, telling people, like, he's, like, standing on the other end of the barbecue and he's looking at us and he's like, you see that woman over there? One time she came over to my house and she asked me if I could get her pregnant. And like, I didn't even know her. And in fact, I am kind of starting to think that she doesn't even know my name. That would be insane, right? That would be terrible for both of us, because then we couldn't go to the barbecues anymore. Because nobody would talk to us, because I would be the girl who just randomly asked a dude to get her pregnant without knowing his name, and you would be, you know, her partner. So, yeah, you'd be a social pariah. I'm not stalling. I want to do it. I just think that we should think that there should be a lawyer involved in this. Like, this is definitely one of those things where you like talk to a lawyer first. I don't know what kind of lawyer, but probably one. Like a family law lawyer? Or do they just do divorces? I actually don't know. I should know more things about lawyers. Seems important. I don't know, people don't teach you that kind of stuff in school. They don't teach you what to, you know, what lawyers do what, which seems like, you know, maybe they should. And they also don't teach you what the first thing that should come out of your mouth when you go and, like, talk to your neighbor who you are like, hey, $40,000 for several rounds of IVF sounds like way too much money, but I really would like to be pregnant and I'm ovulating today and could you please? I actually could just say that and just see what happens. And yeah, I mean, we can move, right? Like, the housing market's not completely in the toilet right now, so, you know, we can absolutely move. Yeah, that one. I also want to laugh. Mostly I'm in pain. Okay, well, what should I wear? I feel like something that shows my boobs. You know, like something slutty. Or will he see that and think that is not a woman who should be a mother because he's secretly really judgy about what women wear? Do you really want somebody who's like weird about the shirts that women wear to be the father of our children? Child? Look, I'm just saying if he can lay the pipe, then maybe this could happen a couple of times. Once again, all I know about this kind of arrangement comes from porn. I have seen a couple of these porn. It was inspiration. What do they do? Did they put like a turkey baster in you? I should have researched this way more before we started doing this. Can we? Huh. Do you think we could have him like jerk off into like a little cup? That's what they do at the doctor. They go to the semen bank, the semen repository, the semen library, and they jerk off into a cup, and it's like a problem because like guys have a hard time like getting hard and like, I mean, coming in a scenario like that, because of course it is, you know, it's cold and it's weird. And yeah. So if we just had him like jerk off into like a little cup, and then I got like a turkey baster, I could probably, as long as we were quick, you know, while I was still like hot and ready. Yeah, like a pizza. That's, oh, you're making fun of me. You stop making fun of me. These are serious questions that I have about this arrangement that you're proposing right now. Well. Ugh. Well, how long does it last? Well, because I heard that it lasts like 20 minutes or something outside of the body. Well, that's what Kate Lee said in high school. Yeah, she was Kate Lee. I think it was a spelling mistake on her birth certificate and they just kind of let it slide. Anyways, the point is that Kate Lee got pregnant in high school and she said it was because she sat on a toilet then. Kate Lee was lying to me. Kate Lee was lying to me and everyone. Oh yeah, she definitely had sex with my boyfriend. Kate Lee, you lying bitch. Well, they did get married afterwards. They seem happy. But still, Kate Lee, you lying bitch. I thought you got pregnant from a toilet seat. Oh, I might be an idiot. Do you really want an idiot to be the mother of your children? Yeah, actually, don't answer that. Your hesitation says so much. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm just getting the nerves out. I'm gonna go over there. Okay. All right. Weird shirt. Chose my boobs. Get him thinking, ooh, wouldn't it be nice to come in there? That's how guys think, right? Like, they just, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I'm asexual because, like, every time I try and, like, come up with, like, something that would be a sexy thought, like, I physically cannot. Yeah, like, for the amount of porn I watch, like, nothing coming out of this end right here. It's all going in. People who make porn mystify me. Why do they come up with this shit? I guess maybe like they're taking the same like 12 ideas and like passing them around. You know, like a hot game of hot potato. Except the hot potato is like a penis or something. Ooh, okay, low cut shirt. You think like the pink one? It makes me look like an NPC. It does. It's got big NPC energy. Mothers should be player characters. I could put my hair up. What? Now you're saying weird things. You're matching my freak. Please stop matching my freak and get with me on some of these questions that I have. What do I say to him? I say hi. Okay, yeah, well, yeah, duh. Ask him how he's doing. No, because then... I guess that his name can't come up in that kind of conversation, probably. cookies. Guys like cookies. I could bring over some cookies. Did you make some cookies? You little whore, and you didn't tell me about it. Oh, betrayal. Because you already wrapped them up. How long have you been planning this? Okay, I have not been acting insane since I started ovulating. And maybe just a little tiny bit insane. I did just go on a 15-minute rant about what to say to our neighbor, who I just proposed knock us up. Well, me. Okay, I might be acting a little crazy. Okay, I'm going to take the cookies, and then what am I going to do? Point all of that crazy manic energy at him. I think I can do that. Okay. Point the crazy energy at him. And then, are we talking like a spirit bomb situation? Kamehameha? Wow. No? Talk to him about how I'm really excited to be a mother. You're right. I should just be normal. As normal as you can be in a, frankly, sitcom-y situation as this. Go over to his house. Give him the cookies. Say, hey, there's a favor I'd like to ask you. Start talking about how much I'd like to be a mother. Start talking about how you and I can't make one together. IVF is expensive. And you just got all of that, all that sperm just sitting in there. And frankly, you have too much of it, and I know it, and you're being selfish at this point. No, leave out that last part. Okay. Hey, neighbor. I've always wanted to be a mom. I've thought about it ever since I was a little kid. I took playing with my dolls way more seriously than any of the other little girls because I would create little fake car seats for them out of cardboard, and I would insist that everybody hold their head up properly because when you're holding a baby, you have to support their neck really, really well because they can't lift it themselves. And I would listen to commercials about your kids eating a balanced breakfast, and I would think about how much I wanted to make sure that my kid has a cereal bowl with their favorite cartoon character at the bottom so that when they don't want to eat breakfast, they can know that if they finish eating their cereal, at the bottom of the bowl is going to be their favorite character just smiling up at them because I really want to make sure that they eat enough to get big and healthy and strong, and I entirely picked the house that we bought because it was near a really good school, and not a good school like the good schools that you look up online and you see the rating, but good schools like I went in to talk to the principal like an insane person and ask about whether they had enough funding for their arts programs and stuff, just in case our kid wants to be a little musician or a little artist, or if they want to join a sports team. In my whole life, I've had dreams of seeing my kid, who isn't even here yet, dance at their wedding, and I just want to be there for them their whole life. And I can't do it by myself. So, if it's not too much trouble, and you're not busy or not attracted to women or any other number of very, very reasonable objections, would you please kindly Knock me up. So that I can... So I can love... Whatever comes of that. Whatever kind of kid comes of that. So that I can love them for the rest of their life. And, well, hopefully just the rest of mine. Do you think that would work? Okay, yeah, maybe don't make them cry. Probably wouldn't be very horny after that. Okay. Oh my God, I just thought of this. Do you want to just go with me? You are so much better at this kind of thing than I am. And also, like, he's probably going to think that I'm cheating on you. Yeah, it makes way more sense for us to go together. Okay. We've got cookies. You had a shirt waiting for me. I love you so goddamn much. You knew I was going to freak out. You even timed it. Oh my God. 21 minute rant. I love you so much. Yes, this shirt is perfect. A little bit of cleavage, not too much, so that it looks like I'm gonna steal his kidneys. Perfect. You even already had your shoes on. How did I not notice that you had your shoes on?